This is Mucho Radio. My name is Marat Nahimana. I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist. Here at Mucho Radio, we focus on elevating stories that mainstream media often overlook, providing a voice to marginalized communities. The Black Cultural Center Gala was organized at the Halifax Convention Center. Today, we are sharing the voices of the African descent who gathered to celebrate African excellence. To begin, can you tell us about yourself, please?
My name is Carol Ann Wright. I am the director of strategic planning and capacity building for the Halifax Partnership and executive director of the Road to Economic Prosperity for African Nova Scotia. Black Nova Scotian and blacks in general, the issue of economics is still an issue. So within the oldest population of people of African descent in Nova Scotia, we took a different tactic and decided to be strategic about what we meant by economics. We're looking at land, infrastructure, education, housing, and all those things that help make up our economic picture. And so my role is leading as part of a major 30-member council and community-led process that looks at all those issues that we've been identifying since we arrived here in the 1600s. I'm most proud of the community because nothing is successful unless it's community-led. It needs to be for us, by us, and our community has to be the ones lead. We know what the solutions are to our problems. We know what our challenges, not so much problems, but challenges. And we have known this for decades. And so having that opportunity to be able to put that on the ground and make sure and to show that that works, we've accomplished policy change in terms of land, expansion of communities that have been historically eroded. We've been able to have communities be in charge of their own future. And this has been a major, major accomplishment for us. And we're looking on our independence and sustainability and agency around economics. That's where we need to be as a people. The younger generation, you're brilliant. The black brilliance is there for you to carry on the legacy, but make sure you know what the legacy is. Make sure you know the history of not only the Nova Scotian community, but Canadian black history, global diasporic history. Make sure you know that so that we make sure that we're leading to a future that is prosperity and a future of excellence. We need to continue that. I love it. It's energizing when I get in a room with people, with my people, to see the excellence, to see what we can deliver and bring. So this is a microcosm of what we can do on an international level and a global level. So I'm always inspired. At least me inspired and able to do the work that I need to do.